This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba, and now it's time to eat. It's peak lunch hours for Tamara Dyson and her unassuming restaurant just north of Jack London Square in Oakland. Inside what happens to be the oldest building in town, you'll find one of the East Bay's most celebrated soul food eateries. Even more surprising, it's 100% vegan. You heard that right, vegan soul food. Dyson has reconciled the starchy, cholesterol-ridden delicacies of traditional Southern cuisine to create Solely Vegan, an award-winning menu sporting crowd favorites like Southern fried tofu, fried kale, and vegan mac and cheese.
So everything is not only for vegans, but for people to come here and experience and say, God, all that stuff is vegan? No milk, no eggs, you know, no butter, and it tastes that good.
Reporter Adeline Baxter has the story of the Oaklander who combined comfort food with healthy eating.
Even though Solely Vegan owner Tamara Dyson was born and raised in the Bay Area, her roots go back to Louisiana, where her grandpa was born. As a kid, she watched her mom make traditional Southern meals for him daily, meals full of rich, fatty ingredients.
The eggs, you know, the grits, the sausage, the bacon, you know, corn, full-blown country breakfast.
Tamara decided to go vegan as a teenager. As she got more interested in cooking, she started incorporating elements of the South into her food. That's when she realized that two completely different cuisines could work together.
I felt like I really had something to offer people in the way of perception of, you know, vegan food. You know, because I've eaten at place, and I'm like, oh my God, this is why people don't like vegan food. You know, the tofu, you know, maybe the consistency of tofu or the blandness of the dish or whatever.
Tamara was interested in medicine and worked at Marin General Hospital for 10 years. Seven of those were in the endoscopy department, where she saw the effects bad diet can have on the digestive system firsthand. That affected her choices as a cook.
I pay attention to what I'm putting in everything so that everything that you're eating does something for your body.
Tamara started selling products under the name Solely Vegan at local farmers markets in 2006. She launched a catering business and realized her dream by opening the restaurant near Jack London Square in 2009.
We get people coming in like every day. I'm like, wow, like really?
That's Tamara's son, Akil Rahman.
But I think it's just because it's literally home cooking. Literally. Like it's not, it doesn't have the mass production feel.
Akil's been a part of Solely Vegan since he was an 11-year-old helping his mom out at the Grand Lake farmers market. They've come a long way.
It's pretty mind-boggling, actually, like that we're actually in this facility. Like we used to talk about when we would get our own restaurant and our own like kitchen, and like when that all became real, it was really cool.
One of the things that strikes you when you walk into Solely Vegan is the diversity of its customers, ages, ethnicities, everything.
I heard it was awesome.
Aaron Walter is a first timer and not a vegan.
I heard there was awesome vegan soul food here, and I was craving soul food today and a food adventure, so I came out here and pleasantly surprised. This is so awesome.
Zoe Bresny is a regular and mostly a vegetarian.
Comfort food meets vegan. And I like coming here after work for a beer and potato salad, black-eyed peas.
Melissa Davenport grew up in Michigan and missed Detroit's authentic soul food when she moved to the Bay Area. Then, she and her husband found Solely Vegan.
When you walk into the restaurant, it kind of takes you back to, like, this, for us, like, it was kind of like Detroit. It really was, like, going into that, you know, mom-and-pop restaurant, that nice, soulful feeling of just love and, like, culture. It's beautiful. It really is.
The walls of Tamara Dyson's restaurant are covered with pictures of her family. Classic R&B serenades customers as they dig into fried okra and fresh peach cobbler.
People set up dominoes here, and they're like cards and games, and they're chilling. Like, they love the atmosphere. They're relaxed. And I'm like, that's what I want. That's exactly what I want.
Now, Tamara is taking her business beyond the walls of the restaurant. In a way, she's actually returning it to its roots, marketing a grab-and-go line of vegan food, more like what she used to sell at farmers markets. So far, her products are in four local supermarkets, and she's talking with national chains about going there too.
I think it's important to have good food accessible, you know. And if I can be in that lineup and be a part of somebody making a healthier decision, I think it's powerful.
And it's present in an unassuming building just off Jack London Square. In Oakland, I'm Adeline Baxter for Cross Currents.